Now it's International Overdose Awareness Day, and you have got a lot of experience with people that are dealing with addiction, but also the sobering effects of people dying inadvertently from overdose. Can you tell my listeners why it's so important for people to be aware that this is happening?
I think it's really important that we're aware that this is happening because of the stigma that's attached, particularly to drugs, especially like illicit drugs, like the stigma that's attached and prohibition, the impact that that has on people's lives and the ongoing negative labeling of people who use illicit drugs. I think it's really important that for a lot of families, they're disowned by their family members when they learn that they use drugs, and so they're not able to commemorate the lives of the people that they lose because of the stigma attached to particular drugs, like we're talking about, particularly opioids and even amphetamines. You know, like I think there's a lot of stigma attached. And I think that's one of Sally Finn's, one of her main, the emphasis for getting this up in 2001 was so that people could celebrate or commemorate the lives of their loved ones without shame and in the open, and celebrate the lives of the people that they care for without any, you know, in the public eye. And so, because people need, there's nothing worse than going through something alone, something like grief and losing someone that you love. And we lose up to, you know, it's something like 1,800 people die a year of drug overdose. And so for a lot of those people, because of prohibition and the stigma attached to illegal drugs, that they're not able to celebrate or commemorate the lives of people that they love and care for out in the open I think so. I think that's why that's really important.
Well, you know, that thing about illicit drugs versus drugs that are legal, it's a really interesting distinction, isn't it? Because it's about, and in actual fact, people are dying of overdose with legal drugs as well, right?
Yeah, correct. It's something like 1,780. I've got some of the stats in front of me. 1,700, up to 1,800 people die of alcohol. Overdose. So just as many people die from alcohol. It's just, it's an arbitrary distinction, Annie. I guess that's the only way and it's based on ideology. It's based on, ruling class ideology about what's allowed and what isn't allowed. It's probably got a lot to do with, you know, sort of middle class values also. That are imposed on us. So yes, it's a totally arbitrary.
I agree. I recently went to a screening at Melbourne Documentary Film Festival that was around a variety of different addiction stories, but one of them was particularly the opening and the fight for the injecting room down in Richmond, which was really fascinating because the woman who had been one of the leading lights of making that happen was a householder who then went on to the council. She stood up in the audience and just was so impassioned around the need to have a legal injection rooms to support people because people were dying in her laneways. And she spoke about her own two nephews who inadvertently overdosed, but you know, both of them had actually not been imbibing for a while, but then they did, and the strength of it wasn't an intentional death. That's the point. People don't seem to, they seem to think that it's not in their backyard, but it is in your backyard.
I think that's such a great point. Is that the other thing that's important about International Overdose Awareness Day is education about drug use. I think there's a lot of mystery and mythology around people who use drugs and the way that they use drugs. And I think that it's a really good opportunity for us to educate ourselves and each other about what it means to have an addiction or to use drugs. Like that example that you used, that especially with opioids, if you use regularly and you have a few days off, your tolerance is decreased, and you might buy exactly the same amount or get exactly the same amount. You'll feel it more, and you might be more at risk of overdose because your tolerance goes down. And because of prohibition, we don't know the strength of the drugs that we're buying because it's complete. I mean, yeah, because we don't know what we're buying and we're getting it off. We're getting it off the street. We don't know the quality. We don't know its strength. And so it's a bit of a crapshoot.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess there's pros and cons for regulation, and I can see what people, you know, like, we don't want the government to be controlling everything, but I think if community control of our drug supply would be a great idea. I know that in Canada, the Drug Users Liberation Front, that they had like a safe supply. They were able to make sure, because of fentanyl and now nitazenes, they were able to guarantee a safe supply and sell safe supply to their local users. We don't have an organisation of that sort here in Australia, but, I mean, it would be great if we had something like that.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's all about community perception as well as, I mean, they've done a good job educating people to say that drug use is bad, but in actual fact, humans are a drug-taking species.
Great point. I mean, we've got a long and complex relationship with all sorts of substances over the years, and I think this is, and I think we don't ever talk about these things, and that's why International Overdose Awareness Day is a really good opportunity for us to talk about what it means to use substances. And so what does that mean? We can't just accept what we're told from the telly or from, you know, mainstream radio or, you know, whatever. I think from speaking to each other, we learn a lot. And from attending events where the people with a lived experience are speaking about what it's actually like, and the importance of harm reduction measures to reduce the harm of prohibition, because it's not just, it impacts people on many levels. It impacts their health, it impacts them socially, impacts their relationships, and economically as well. So that stigma that comes from prohibition impacts people in so many ways.
And also, this is not even getting into the fact that many people become addicted to drugs because they're self-medicating.
Correct. 100%. 100%. That, you know, people are doing it because they're sad. People are using self-medicating because they're lonely, because of grief, because of, you know, like car wreck. What people do things, you know, debt. It's, you know, it's sadness, and these sort of things are really complex. And when you, especially when you're dealing with them alone, when there's a stigma attached to drug use, I think that makes things worse. When we're not able to talk about what's happening to us and we're dealing with things in isolation, I think it makes it a lot harder. And I think if we lived in a more, an accepting, more tolerant and a more open society or community, I think that would be easier for people because, yeah, people do self-medicate and it can be a really lonely place.
Yeah, yeah, and I was going to say that International Overdose Awareness Day is actually a community response, an all arms around people response to something that's really difficult.
Yeah, it's about supporting people. It's about supporting people who have lost somebody, people who are, you know, currently using, and I guess it's a really good opportunity to start those conversations. And man, like, I remember a time, I remember in the 80s, there was no NSPs, there was no needle and syringe programs, it was really difficult to get clean equipment, You know, we have come a long way, but there's so much further we need to go in getting access to naloxone, to reverse overdoses, to getting more information about what we just discussed just a little bit earlier about what it means to live with addiction or to self-medicate. I think that these are discussions that we really need to start having. And I think the 31st of August is a great time to begin those conversations.
Thanks for talking to me this morning, Spike.
That's a real pleasure. And yeah, great to speak to you.